Start your day at the Torreway in northwest London. Friday, 23rd of Tammuz, 22nd of July. Power of Speech, Rabbi Shimshon Silken Shlita. This week's Torah has been sponsored by Torreway attendees. Led Nishmas, one of our regulars, late Mr. Norman Greenberg of Mossen, then of Mossen's friend of Rocha, will be very much missed.
So, good morning, and Boruch Shekivanti, or Boruch Shekivno Ishti, because I went out the door, she suggested that I dedicate this morning's Shia Taka as Zekoron and the Ilun Neshoma Taka to Mr. Greenberg, Nosmer of Nossen. I've been away, so I only discovered what had happened when I came back this week. Not only is dedicated as a memory to him as a regular attendee to the Torreway, but also we lived as neighbours for a couple of years in Shire Hall before we moved here a number of years ago. So, as a great neighbour and a man who always had something to say. And the last I met him would have been in Hendon Adas. I had the zchus to speak there last Yom Tov, which would have been Pesach. And, you know, full of good cheer, with that sparkle and twinkle in his eye. Ataka is a bit of a shock to hear what had happened. So Be'ez Hashem, may the Torah this morning be a credit to him and to his family, Be'ez Hashem. I also wanted to say that before I begin, I came across a vertel that addresses the concept of start your day the Torah way in the Oitze Penini Chassidus, quoting the Zichra Menachem, who says something really quite fascinating before I get into the main vote this morning, which is that he says that we're going to learn this Shabbos, the Parshas HaTomid, which Taka we say every single day in our Kobonos. In Dalton State, there it says that the Tomid was brought Shnayim LaYoyim Oy Lo Somid. Shnayim LaYoyim is a reference to the Keves HaEchot Taseh V'Avoyke, V'Sakeves HaSheni Taseh V'Naravoyim. Now there was a Tomid in the morning and there was a Tomid in the afternoon every single day. Now a person might think that if I brought the Tomid in the morning and I brought the Tomid in the afternoon, so I'm Potter. I've been Yotzei Machiyuv of Korban, of my Avoida for that day. And so the rest of the day can be focused and be dedicated to mundane matters. Kumtz again the Pasuk and says, Shnayim LaYoyim, Oba, Oilo, Somit. And the late Taka also says, Oilas Tomit or Asur Bahar Sina Lereach Nechoyach. Zokte Pshat is that the two Temidim that were brought morning and evening every single day were really just the bookends of the day. They're not supposed to be in isolation. They're supposed to actually lift the entire day so that all day long, in between the times, is an oilo tomid. It's a constant oilo, right? It's not just for that moment that the korban is actually brought, but that's supposed to inspire and supposed to infuse the rest of the day with an aliyah ruchnis also. So we made a hagam is taka only shnayim layoyim, oba stavs an oyla tomid. Sorry? Ole hashem kola kabonus kulov. Exactly. The avoid of the whole day. Zog there that there's another shnayim layoyim that we find. We don't have korbonus today. We don't have korbonus, but we have another shnayim layoyim, which is, we should state in chazal, and taka we quote this also when we say korbonus, kola shoyna halochus b'chol yoyim. So he says the same again. A person can think, no, we have to learn two halachas a day, and I'm a benoilim abba. A person can think that. So a little bit of learning here and a little bit of learning there. Maybe a short shir in the morning, short chavrus in the evening, and the rest of the day can be dedicated to gashmis and to chumrius and to mundane matters. Yeah? Kumtz again, dafka, the parsha of the Tomid, to say, no, the same way that the Oilas Tomid was only Shnayim L'Yoyim, but it was supposed to be something that fills the whole day with a focus on the Rebbein Shloim. So to Torah should also be that way. Now, he doesn't quote this, but the Chora, one can be Mitzayin to this vort, to the idea that learning Torah is the ultimate Nachas Ruach that a person can create in today's world. Like it says, Ashrei Misha Amol about Torah, God about Torah, right? Ba'oise Nachas Ruach Le'yotzroi. Right, that learning Torah creates a tremendous nachas ruach, and that's the lereach nichoyach, the oilas tomedo asui bahar sinai lereach nichoyach. If a person wants to create this nachas ruach, this reach nichoyach for the Rebbein Shloim, it has to be that the shona halachas b'chol yoyim is just the starting point. It's just the platform. Is the two pillars of the day, but avada wherever possible. Shteitzach people need to tend to their regular panos and regular matters. But where possible, a person needs to make sure that it's not limited to just those shnei halachos b'chol yoyim, but rather that the whole day is no'ilas tomid. So I'm thinking, no, this is a gavaltig program. The Torah starts your day in the Torah way. It's become known as Torah way, right? It's become known as Torah way, but in reality, it's start your day the Torah way. So it's supposed to be the beginning. The short shir in the beginning of the day is really supposed to set the tone that it should be an oilas tomid l'reach nechech b'yizar shem. Okay, bye. I can leave. State in Zohar Kodesh that Pinchas is Eliyahu. Many ask, really should say Eliyahu is Pinchas. That's the eshte kash. Pinchas is Eliyahu. Eliyahu is Pinchas. Pinchas came first. So that's not going to be the focus of the drosha. But what is taka the shaykhus between Pinchas and Eliyahu Novi? So the obvious shaykhus is kanoi kinosi, which is stated by Eliyahu, stated also by Pinchas. We know that Eliyahu Novi was a murdik kanoi l'shem shemayim. He had to deal probably with the worst period of Avodah Zarah in the history of Klal Yisrael. Probably. Andrew Zog, Nevi'e Habal, the koyach of the Nevi'e Habal was so powerful that what happened at Har HaKarmel, where eventually, Vayiplah Pnei Vayim HaShem Elikim, which Eliyahu arranged, Eliyahu organized, was perhaps the greatest showdown between Emun and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Avodah Zarah that ever happened. That never happened in the history of the world. It's no wonder that we conclude our Gantz Yom Neroim Yom Kippur, Risha Crescendo, the end of Ne'ilu, we've said Shema Yisrael, we've said Baruch Shem, right? Hashem Hu Elikim, Hashem Hu Elikim, because this was the declaration that Eliyahu Hanavi had organized in that ultimate showdown at Har HaKarmel with Nevi'e Habal. So that was a tremendous Kanoi Kenosi of Kino, Kanos L'Shem Shomayim. And Taku we find in this week's parasha, the end of last week's parasha, that Pinchas also Bekano es Kenosi. So therefore there is an immediate Shaychus. Also, interestingly, Eliyahu Novi is associated with the Middle of Sholem. V'mezingten Zemiris on Motzei Shabbos, Eliyahu Novi is the Middle of Sholem. And we know that Pinchas also was awarded with the Middle of Sholem, with the Bris Sholem. And again, there's a lot of raid about that. That L'chaira, if there was one thing that you would have awarded Pinchas with, it wouldn't have been a medal of peace. It would have been a medal of bravery, of courage, of fortitude, right? Of one of these midois that would have said on the medal, on the badge, right? Sholom, as Sholom, he murdered two people. And my mizet nochamol, that where kino is accurately and properly administered, which is completely l'shem shamayim, paket, that is the ultimate shalom. Shalom does not equal pacifism. Shalom doesn't mean if something's going wrong, shon libe, I'm not getting involved. Adraba, when people like Pinchas and Eliyahu Hanavi, who some argue was the same person, by the way, some say it was actually the same person, some say it was the same neshama, and some just say it just means that they had a similar midas. There's machlokes in the Rishonim, actually, whether Eliyahu really was the reincarnation of Pinchas Ad Gedei Kach, or with the same in the same vein as Pinchas. But what emerges lemaisa is that the Bris Shalom is attributed to those who actually stand up for Torah, stand up for Kiddushim Shomayim. And therefore, there are many similarities between Pinchas and Eliyahu HaNavi, but I'd like to actually take a slightly different approach, potentially. Yeah. Lamosha, the Pasuk says in this week's parasha, Lachain Emor, Hinini Noisin Lois Brisi Shalom. Lachain Emor, what's Lachain Emor? What's the Emor? Lachain, Hinini Noisin Lois Brisi Shalom. What's this? Because Baruch Hu said, look what Pinchas did, but Kanis Kenosi, da da da. Lachain Emor, let it be said, Hinini Noisin Lois Brisi Shalom. Looking through the parish, what's the emor? Also, one can ask that Parshas Pinchas contains the Parshas Hamoyadim. Now, nothing happens arbitrarily, nothing's an accident. Medav Hashtein, Vikum Doarayin, the Parshas Hamoyadim, into the Parsha of Pinchas Dafke. We've got other parishes that contain the Moyadim. What's the Stafka punkt in Parshas Pinchas to come across the Moyadim? Is also the 3 weeks, right? Kiyodua. So it almost seemed inappropriate to be discussing the Moyadim, which Avad is talking about the Oil Moyad, the Beis HaMikdosh, Paket Aliyah L'Regel, for something that that stopped with the Churban. We've just started the 3 weeks, so we're talking about the Moyadim, Simcha, we're talking about all the Yom Tovim. Zeh interessant. So those are the questions. The Shaychus between Pinchas and Eliyahu, Chutz from the Inyan of Kino and Sholem, Vikum to Starain, the Loshen Emor, and why the Moyadim Dafka in this week's Parsha. So I'd like to suggest that what we see in Parshas Pinchas is actually a continuation of what we've seen throughout the whole of Sefer Bamidbar. I'd like to suggest that that Sefer, but it's actually not really entirely my vote in this regard, that the word Bamidbar, which means in the desert, also contains within it the word Dovor, or the word Dibur, right? And Chogehev from Ramosha, Shapira Zechon Levrocha, that Bamidbar leads to Dvorim. They are both a Loshon of Dibur, except Dvorim is a Loshon Poal, and Midbar is a Loshon Nifal. Right? Now we know that the word Dibur, which means to speak, also means to lead, to guide, like it says, Yad Ber Amim Tachtenu, Loshon of guidance. And it's interesting that in Sefer Bamidbar, the Yidden are being led. Whereas in Parshas Devorim, they are now having to take charge for themselves, about to enter into Eretz Yisrael. So they go from Midbar to Dovor. They go from being led, Nifal, everything's being provided for them, the mon and everything else has been provided for them in Midbar, to a point where Eilat Dvorim Ashadim B'Moshe now Tachlis. You know, I need to take charge, there's no more being led, you've got to lead for yourselves. Yeah? But what you see from that Indian, from that Yisoid, is that Bamidbar contains within it the concept and the noise in the Indian of Dibur. And I think if we look through the parashas, we see an amazing pattern that emerges. Right in the time that we have. Already in the very first parasha of Sefer Bamidbar is Parshas Bamidbar. So Parshas Bamidbar, Sefer Bamidbar. And the thrust of the entire parasha is the minyonim, is the pikudim, is the counting of Klal Yisrael that was done as an avodas hapeh, that was spoken out, every single yid had to be counted. You move into Parshas Nosoi, and you discover that in Parshas Nosoi, early on, you have the parsha of Ishkiyafli Lindor Neder LaHashem. And Nedorim, which again comes up again in Parshas Matos, but Nedorim are a fascinating concept. The fact that with a word, a person can define something and redefine something. Something can become kodesh, the person can become kodesh towards it, an item can become hektish, an item changes its status in Ganzen, and the nozir, the greatest neder of them all, perhaps, is all through the word of the mouth. By a declaration, by a verbal declaration, a complete mitzias is now brought into the world. A new mitzias, something that was until this point of mundane, pointless item, and now has a whole status of kedusha to it, and that came about simply from a haflo, from a haflo, from a kiaflin in Dorneder. We also find in Pashas Nosoi, Koisavorchus Bnei Yisrael, Vani Avorchem, which interestingly also contains the words Omor Elohem, Koisavorchem Omor Elohem Yibrechach Hashem Yishmarecho, and there's lots and lots and lots of raid that we can speak about when it comes to Brichas Kohanim, but Einzach is klo, that the Bracha of the Kohanim, which is also a verbal declaration, helps bring about a mitzias, helps bring about a shefa that without the Brichas Kohanim can't happen. And it has to happen in a certain order, which is why Ad Hayom, Omer Lehem teaches us that the Shliach Tzibur says Yivarechecho, because then that creates the shefa for the Kohanim, and then the Kohanim receive that shefa, they respond Yivarechecho, and then that Bracha is mashpia on the rest of Klal Yisrael. But it has to be through speech. It has to be spoken out. Lots of read about Shemeach Ga'ina with regard to Hilchas Brichas Kohanim, by the way. Lots of read about it. But most poskim say it can't be done by Derech Shemeach Ga'ina. Every single Kohen has to actually verbalize the Bracha. Yivarechecho, Yivarechecho, Hashem, Hashem, Yishmerecho, Yishmerecho, all the way through. And Rashi actually says on the words Omor Elohem, Rashi actually says, Shiyu Kulam Shomim. It has to be that everyone hears it. It has to be verbal. Because Be'etzem, one could argue that a bracha is what is a bracha? A bracha is a blessing. What's a blessing? It's so when someone wishes somebody well. So if I'm a well-wisher, I give someone a bracha. But I don't necessarily have to verbalize it. If I wish you well, I can think it in my head. Right? Novos, here there's an inyan that has to be done dafka verbally. Shiyu kulam shomim. In Baha'aloisecho, we find a number of instances of koyach hadibur. A number of instances. First of all, and there might be others, and the Baal HaKor will probably find ones that I'm missing. First of all, Vayhi min soya ha'oroin, Vayoymer Moshe, Kuma Hashem v'yofut soya v'echo, Uvenuchoy, Yoymar, Shuv Hashem v'yofut soya v'yisrov. What's the Amiro? You've got millions of Yidden. They're about to move and travel through the desert, and it can't start until there has to be a verbal declaration. And when the Oron was brought to rest, again, it could not be brought to rest unless there was an Amiro. Until Moshe Rabbeinu, there was a Ruvenucha Yoimar, he had to say Shuv Hashem Yivayisav Lapele. Now, and each one of these sugis, by the way, is a raid into itself of what is Taka the Koyach Amiro. But I'm just trying to draw a thread through the parashas. We see the Koyach Hadibur. Okay, you could argue that throughout Parshas Bamidbar, many, many unfortunate instances, especially right after Vayhi Mitzoyah, you have the Misoininim and you have the Vayeloinus and you have all the arguments and you have all the complaints. We'll come back to that. But I think one can say, especially in Parshas Ba'aloscho, but perhaps in all of Sefer Bamidbar, the most poignant and the most powerful dibur, powerful not necessarily in a positive way, but the most powerful dibur is actually the end of Parshas Ba'aloscho, which is Vatadab and Miriam. The Vatadab and Miriam, the speech of Miriam and, to a lesser degree, Aaron, against Moshe Rabbeinu, was a dibur that, in a sense, actually changed the course of history. It's an incredible, powerful moment, but it was a moment of dibur, is a moment of speech. And that actually leads into Parshas Shlach Lecho, right? Loma Nismucho Parshas Meraglim, the Parshas Miriam, because, once again, the Meraglim, using the Koyach HaDibur, created a calamitous, a tragic result, which actually gave us the first Tisha B'Av. And according to the Ramban, by the way, it was one word. It was one. What was the whole Chet HaMeraglim, which actually is the cause for us now having to commemorate the 3 weeks? The Chet of the Meraglim was one word, Efes Ki Az Ha'om. Ein Vot. One word. You see, the power of speech in a single word can bring about the worst possible result. Worst possible result. Tisha B'Av. The very first Tisha B'Av, which then, of course, became Nikba Ledoiris as a day of Bechio, as a day of Evel, and we know throughout history that Tisha B'Av became a Bechio Ledoiris, became a date in the diary, in the calendar, That was a date of dread, and so many tragedies and calamities that befell Cladistral throughout our history were brought about or began or instigated on Tisha B'Av. In fact, even the worst tragedy of all, which was the Holocaust, which was the result of, and some would say the goal of, the Second World War. Certainly at the end of the war became clear that Roshi, Yimach Shemoi, really his whole kavona in conquering Europe was really to get to the Jews. Vohoraya, Hungary, where I was a couple of weeks ago. And that was triggered by the First World War, which Taka did begin on Tisha B'Av. The Second World War didn't technically start on Tisha B'Av, but it was the offshoot of the Tisha B'Av of the First World War. Interestingly, if we're talking about speech, just by the way, I heard from Avi Shulman. Avi Shulman, I actually had the schuss to stay by his son-in-law just now as a Lakewood for a chasna, for a Hashem. So his son-in-law is Rav Sroy Levitansky. Hands up if you know more than five people with the name Sroy. Okay, short for Sroyohu, who's an old chavra of mine from my days in the St. Louis Kollel, believe it or not. And he is married to the daughter of Avi Shulman. We had supposed to stay by him just now for a chasna. So I was reminded of something that his shver had said, which is that the Second World War was actually a war of words. That's how he put it down. Second World War was a war of words. Because you had Yena Roshi, Yimach Shemoi, with his big, what do you call them?
Rallies,
that's the word. Yeah. They're barking away like the mad dog that he was. And you had Winston Churchill in his underground bunker, then we will fight them on the beaches, and it became a war of words. The koich, the power of a speech, of a word. And it's interesting that all dates back to the one word of the Maragdim which triggered the very first Tisha B'Av, which was Efes Ki Aza Om, is unbelievable. That takes us into Parshas Korach. That doesn't need a lot of explanation. Korach was all Werte. The whole thing is Werte. It's interesting, it's not just Korach's words. And by Yishma Moshe Vayipol Aponov, it's not just Korach's words, but it's actually his wife's words, right? His wife's drosha, right? And the whole Maisa also with Omen Pelas and all of that Rashi describes, yeah? All of that was verte, verte, verte. It's unbelievable. The encouragement or the discouragement of a single person, unbelievable. The greatest revolt in history. Interestingly, some of the Sforim say that this is the reason for Upotzitzoho, or it says Piho. Vosef was pumped that that was what Akkadosh Baruch Hu decided to use to destroy Korach, right? V'chol adosoi. Yeah? The answer is because he was potzos. Well, the word is pots. He was pots as piv. So the ground, midah k'neged midah, was potzitzoho as Piho. Right? You open your mouth in the wrong kind of way, in a revolting way, literally in his case. So the ground responds in kind of potzos as Piho. But you see again the pizza sahoret of the pair is the heartbeat and the thrust of the whole parasha of Korach, which is right in the middle of Sefer Bamidbar. Chukas. V'dibartim el asela, exactly. The words of Moshe Rabbeinu did not use. And the emphasis is that as we go through these parashas, you see different aspects and different angles. We're looking from different angles at the whole concept of dibur. Because on the one hand, you see how powerful a word can be in a positive sense, how you can be makdish something, and you can make something have a whole different level of status through a positive word, and you find that the oroin was noisea, and it was also venuchoi, only through yoima and yoima, very, very powerful, very, very strong. Mitzar Sheni, you also discover about Tadaba Miriam, which was disastrous. You find Efes Ki Azo Om, which was disastrous. You find the Divrei Korach, which was disastrous. Korach HaPeh, Korach HaDibur, is Meridik Shtak throughout the whole Sefer of Bamidbar. But in Parshas Chukas, you see a third angle, which is when you could say a good vot, and you don't say a good vot, that can also be disastrous. It's not just the words that we do use that can be extremely powerful, but it's words that we should use and don't use that's also powerful. The absence of a good vot is also very powerful. And times it happens, some dumb phenomenon, some lanes, geschmacke parish of geschmacke laning, and he just walks by, Zogash Goyach! I've been in shuls where everybody goes up and shakes a hand and says, I've been in other shuls and nobody says anything. Sometimes the absence of a good vort is also very damaging. Very damaging. Was it good? Was it not good? So, well said. someone gives a good drosha at the chasna. I know it doesn't happen often. But when there is a good drosha at the chasna, and they come, as they go back, shkoich, they have found a drosha. You don't know. You don't know. They go back to sit down to the seat. Was it nice? Did enjoy it? Did it? Was it funny? Was it interesting? Did they learn anything about the chasna? We're talking about chasnas where they have droshas. I can't understand the American chasnas. I'm just saying, I don't understand them. I'm not disagreeing. Who am I already? I just don't understand them. Right? You only discover the chosnas through the week of Shavuot. I said, Taka Masmid, why didn't you tell me that the chosnas would have danced a little bit more? Right? But that's the way it works. Interestingly, by the way, in Parshas Chukas, we come across the posuk, a gvaltig, a meritig apostle, quoted all the Muslims for him, Al kein yoim ru hamoishlim boil cheshmen. But I'm not going to get into all of that. Bolok, if there's ever a parsha where we're talking about peh neged peh, Piv shel rosho k'neged piyem shel Yisrael. There you have it in Parshas Bolok. You do have the Rashi on the pasuk Hein am kolobi yishkenu charis nasa, etc. Rashi says with the krishma of shachris, with the krishma alamito or krishma shel arbis at least at night, the Bilam's pair was thwarted, was unable to succeed because it was coming up against the Tfilis and PM of Klal Yisrael, the Tfilis of Klal Yisrael and the Torah of Klal Yisrael. He stood no chance, and that's not why the one brocha that remained a brocha for all time, again the other brochas reverted back to Klalus, was Matov Elecha Yaakov, which is, of course is Torah, Mishkan Esecha Yisrael, which is Tfilin, all of that is Avodas HaPeh, all of that, as it says, Odom La'omol Yulod. And the Gemara says, which Omar we're talking about? Have you La'amal Pihu? La'amal Pihu. The Amal Pihu's Torah is Tfilah, is Matov Elechayakim, which broke, which prevented Bilam from succeeding with his Pek Yatua. Also, there's a Midik Negin Midah with that Tiftach as Piho Osa, and the Piho Osa was also supposed to be like the Piho Ha'oretz, Kenegat Korach, and there's a Piho Osa, Kenegat Polak Al Kaponim. You find the Korach HaPeh is very, 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 very stark. And if we skip Pinchas for a second, I'll come back to it in a moment, and then my time is up. Parshas Matos begins with Lo Yachil Devoroi. Parshas Masei is Al Pi Hashem Yachanu, Al Pi Hashem Yisro, Ein Shtik Dibu throughout the whole Sefer Bamidbar. Pinchas, punkt. You don't find so directly. So I would like to suggest a Tzustel, and I lost track of the time, I'm sorry. I just want to step in quickly the idea of the Moyadim. It could be that Moyadim is in Parshas Pinchas because Moyadim is also Al Pi Bezdin. The Shabbos does not require a Hachroz HaBezdin to say today is Shabbos. Obi Yom Tov is not Yom Tov until not just that the Bezdin decide that it's Yom Tov, but when Bezdin declare that it's Yom Tov. It has to be a Mekudosh, and the Ondem says this Yom Tov. So a Moyadim example, once again, that with a vort, you can mamish change the status of not just an object, but even of time. Time becomes kodesh, poshut through the pair of the bell of a dayan and the bezdin. I'm worried to gazach. But just to come back to Pinchas, could be that we started at the beginning by saying Pinchas is Eliyahu because they share the midas hakino and midas hasholim. But there's one nekuda of Eliyahu Hanavi that we've not mentioned, and that is Eliyahu Hanavi ki yadua is the mevaser toiv. Barachem shachlonu, it's Eliyahu Hanavi zochel atoiv, vivaser lonu besoris toivos. There's a lot of reading about this, why Eliyahu Dafka is the Mevaser Toivus, why he's the Malach HaBris, etc. Ve'ezach Ve'ezim Klo, is that Eliyahu is the Mevaser. In other words, he's not Moshiach. The godness of Eliyahu Hanavi is that he turns up on the scene and he gives a good vote. He says, Rabbi Yisai, I've got good news for you. Moshiach is coming. I've got good news to tell you, Moshiach's on his way. I've got good news to tell you, Moshiach's on his way. And that's, Moshiach hasn't even arrived yet, but it's a tremendous power what that does. Baked, Andre Zog Moshiach can't come until Eliyahu Hanavi is Mevaser that he's coming. That's the whole raid. When Moshiach can come, and Moshiach can't come today because I haven't heard 3 days before Eliyahu Hanavi's coming, but it's not really the point. The point is that Eliyahu Hanavi has to be Mevaser because mitar good vote, you change the dynamics, you change the whole status of the world through that Besura Tova. And that's taka why we're all encouraged Everyone is supposed to try as best as they can. So Serach Basosha already, that a person should try to be the source of good news. A person should try to be a Mavasa Tova. Perhaps that's Taka why we learn also Parshas Pinchas, who is Eliyahu, the beginning of the 3 weeks, to give us a little extra chizuk, to remind ourselves that we're not just supposed to sit here and be misavol for 3 weeks on the Churban, but rather call them Sabbath Yishlayim, Zoche Beroi B'Simchoso, Tisha B'Av itself is even called the Moed, Taka one of the Moedim, because we are given that extra chizuk, that Besura Toiva, that it's not just going to go from bad to worse forever, but Be'ez Hashem Taka one day. There will be a geula, and that's taka the power of Pinchas, which is the crescendo of Sefer Bamidbar, and taka the mezoicha zayin to arachim, and you yishach lon, and say, and zocha tatoid, and yivase lon, and say, it's toiv, it's the shuvas and the chomis.
Excellent. It's interesting that the mouth,